they are so removed from the life of regular people. I mean, that's a cliche, but it's so true. And it's been so long. And more importantly, they're so removed not only from contact, but from consequences that they just can't even, when they think, they can't even bring, oh, right, what will this look like to other people into the conversation, because it never factors into anything. I was thinking about this yesterday. So, like, Fauci, obviously, you know, the fact that he became this resistance hero is disgusting. He's this, you know, just hack. And the defense of him is, hey, at least he's a professional. Like, he's a real epidemiology guy. Do you want a bunch of schmucks up there? But Mr. Real Epidemiology, Mr. Real Civil Servant that we're supposed to trust, spent the first 2 or 3 months, the most critical months of early transmission, saying, don't wear a mask, saying that you're actually bad if you wear a mask. And now you could say, oh, they were trying to make sure that there wasn't a run on PPE and people didn't know. It's like, all right, fine. Even if I grant you that it was an honest mistake on Fauci's part, why didn't he resign then when they switched?
Why is it never even fucking photo
never came up for a second that you would want to say, hey, maybe the guy who's telling you to put masks on shouldn't be the same guy who told you not to wear masks. Maybe I should take responsibility for being fucking wrong. I'm 80 years old. There are other epidemiologists in the fucking country. It doesn't have to be me. But for all these people, it has to be them. That is the one unnegotiable element. Whenever these guys want to talk about, like, what's needed, realism, pragmatic progressivism, real, experience in bureaucracy and government, the bedline, a fundamental ideology undergirding all of that isn't some greater good. It's that I am where I is at the at the center of it. I am inside the power structure. I don't have to watch. I am here. And then we negotiate from that position.
No, but like also like, you know, if you're considering like how these messages filter down to people and you're trying to understand like how people can believe, you know, ludicrous paranoid things or be so irresponsible. Also consider the fact that like every single rich and powerful person that we know of who's gotten COVID has not only not died from it, but like seemingly not suffered any ill effects.
Chuck
to their
Grassley
health.
Is 87 years old. He was gone. He was out of the Senate for a week and said he didn't even get any symptoms.
Chris Christie has the worst body in the country, and he just fine. Like, that's how I know this isn't the NWO isn't doing this or whatever, because they would be smart enough to be like, oh, former governor.
Someone's got
to
die. Yeah.
You should kill it. Yeah. Kill
someone's got to die just for credibility.
Yeah. We'll give them one. Yeah. But they didn't need this is how you know this is just cruel nature. And
well, I mean, also to access the money and help better medical care and drugs and things like that. But, you know, I mean, again, like just consider how these these sort of signs and signifiers are interpreted by a public that has, you know, been told, you know, do the right thing. It's just around the corner for months and months and months now. And they're like, hey, look, just everybody, like everybody do the right thing. And by Easter, you'll be able to see your family. Hey, everybody do the right thing. And then maybe by like, we'll have a Halloween this year. And then like, it just this endlessly receding horizon of fucking possibility where, and you know, I want to talk in a second about movies and where that's going. But like, we were really looking at now 2021, write it off the fucking calendar. It's going to be just like 2020. And like, this shit is a fucking nightmare that just is never going to fucking end. And like, and the thing is like, no matter what, like, you know, whether you are trying to be a moral or ethical or responsible person or not, or you're just being an asshole or you're being irresponsible, at a certain level, it doesn't matter because everybody can only take so much of this. And psychologically, it is really, really unhealthy. And it is only getting worse and worse. And like the effects of it are going to be felt long after this ever, if it ever goes away. Like
speaking to that specifically, the greatest antipathy I have right now outside of, you know, Aetna and Pfizer and everyone are people who think the main issue with America now is conspiracy theories.
Yes, seriously.
Like what a fucking game of political whack-a-mole. Yeah, gee, I wonder why people think about this when, yeah, as Matt said, Fauci spent the first 2 months telling you not to wear a mask. Now you're an asshole if you don't wear one. None of them die. The best they could give you is fucking Herman Cain, who, if there is an NWO, he's not in.
Not at all.
They're not letting him come on that owl at Bohemian Grove. I'm sorry.